From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama is hoping to strike a balance with his State of the Union address tonight between initiatives to spur job growth and finding ways to cut the deficit. And as NPR's Mara Liasson reports, he's likely to seek common ground with the GOP.
White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says the president will have two main themes.
You'll hear the president, as we've discussed, spend most of his time talking about the economy, talking about the challenges that we face, both in the short term, in terms of doing whatever we can to help create jobs, and ensuring that in the medium and the long term, we get our fiscal house in order.
With the Republicans focused on making deep, immediate spending cuts, the president's plan is to set up a contrast between his investments in infrastructure, education, and research, and the Republicans' austerity measures that he says will hurt the economic recovery. But the president will also say in general terms that he's ready to talk with Republicans on ways to reform taxes and entitlements. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
And Republicans wanting to cut spending are about to go on record. After years of spending increases and the start of bailouts during the Bush administration, followed by economic stimulus spending pushed by the current White House, Congressman David Dreyer is one of the Republicans now backing cutting of budgets of cabinet agencies to 2008 levels.
We must return to pre-bailout, pre-binge spending levels for funding the federal government.
It's a non-binding resolution, but Republicans say they're sending President Obama a message with the timing of the vote just a few hours before the State of the Union address. A new Office of Special Counsel report says President Bush and his aides broke federal electioneering law repeatedly in the period leading up to the 2006 midterm congressional campaign by spending money illegally for political purposes. The man accused of critically wounding Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords and killing six others in Tucson has entered a plea of not guilty. NPR's Ted Robbins has a report on his appearance in federal court in Phoenix and what may be ahead.
Jared Loughner smiled as he entered the courtroom and during the short proceeding. He wore glasses, an orange jumpsuit, handcuffs, and leg shackles. Loughner was arraigned on three counts of attempted murder of Giffords and two of her staff members. A grand jury is expected to also charge him with the murders of federal judge John Roll and Giffords staff member Gabe Zimmerman. His lawyer, Judy Clark, says she's open to a prosecution motion to have the next court appearance, now set for March, moved to Tucson, where the crimes happened. She also said the prosecution gave her disks with the contents of Loughner's computer and interviews with 250 witnesses. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
From Washington, this is NPR News. A bus bombing in the Philippines leaves four people dead today, at least 14 hurt. Officials have yet to publicly identify any suspects. Police say it appears the bomb was placed under the seat of a bus in Manila. The finger-pointing has begun in Russia, with the president there saying Moscow airport security personnel must bear responsibility for security failures that led to yesterday's bombing that killed 35 people. Airport management officials say Russian transport police were in charge. NPR's David Green reports from Moscow that there's been no claim of responsibility for the bombing itself.
Russian President Dmitry Medvedev delayed his trip to the World Economic Forum in Switzerland so he could manage the crisis at home. This morning, Medvedev insisted in a television appearance that airport officials should have to explain obvious violations in their security plan that may have led to the bombing. Domodedovo Airport has metal detectors at airport entrances, but they're only used occasionally, meaning anyone can enter the main terminal area away from the gates. Witnesses say yesterday's attack was carried out by someone who brought a suitcase to the International Arrivals Hall, never having to be screened. Domodedovo is the same airport that had a major security lapse in 2004. Suicide bombers were able to bribe their way through security and onto two separate flights. Shortly after takeoff, both planes blew up, killing 90 people. David Green, NPR News, Moscow.
The U.S. government says airlines are doing better financially with less service. New figures show eliminating flights and grounding planes are cutting costs for airlines and possibly ending an era of multi-billion dollar losses. Another contributor, airlines are simultaneously boosting ticket prices and adding other charges. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
Support